Hey, I'm Mark.
And I'm Teresa. Come hang out with us today.
On my fix-up life.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
And you are with us at My Fix It Up Life.
Yes, and we are talking about the big, giant question today. Question that comes up in lots of different circles for lots of different reasons.
For example, today on my Facebook post, which is also on our Pinterest page.
Yes, at My Fix It Up Life.
I would love to say that I planned this, but I didn't.
Yes.
Treehugger.com, I saw this.
Mm-hmm.
They posted a picture of this lovely, charming little cabin with a roof. And they said, this tiny house can be built for $4,000.
Okay.
One, how much can I swear right now? Because no. Two, also no. Three, we love the tiny house movement.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Four, we're joined by designer Kelly Edwards, who is going to ameliorate my pain and help us with interior. Does size matter? Does it have to be giant? For example, and we'll start with this. Teresa, hold up your beverage, please.
Oh, mine's tiny today.
Right. Which one is the better cup of coffee?
Mine's better because...
There is a correct answer. So far, we're not going in that direction.
The small cup, it helps me to drink less, but also if I want more, then I have to go back and walk to get... I have to get up because that whole thing lately is sitting down is killing us faster than smoking. So, Kelly Edwards.
Hi, yes. Kelly.
How are you? I'm fantastic. I have my cup, too. I think mine's in between the two.
Yes, no, big cup. You're right, she's wrong. Moving on.
That's okay, but does size really matter in interior design? And we wanted to ask you some tips and some tricks for people that have small spaces and, you know, trying to figure out what to do in those small spaces. And the tiny house movement has been coming on with, like a huge surge lately.
For sure. The thing about the tiny house movement is that it used to be that, you know, a couple of years ago, people used to buy these gigantic spaces. And then obviously, you know, the economy fell and people started, you know, buying the smaller places or using what they had. So now people love these, like, staycations. So these staycations are really where it's at. And plus, when the space is so big, it's not comfortable anymore. You know, people love to be – they're going more towards comfort than they are size, honestly. You have to be just comfortable with it, but size does not matter when it comes to a home. But honestly, I think smaller is better.
So are you seeing Are you seeing people renovate large houses so that they're more comfortable spaces? Like, you wouldn't put an addition on a big house.
No.
If you're trying to make it – you know what I mean?
They're actually, what's happening is they're taking these big spaces and we're making them more, you know, have more universal design principles. So more storage for people. You know, they're knocking out walls. So now the kitchen's part of the living room. Instead of these big, gigantic spaces with all these different walls and all this craziness, it's like people want to hang out with each other. You know, it's all about entertaining. I actually did this interview the other day and I said, I feel like the Cooking Channel has changed people's lives. I mean, HGTV has changed people's lives, but I feel like the Cooking Channel has changed people's lives because now people want to stay home and cook and entertain with their family and friends, and everybody thinks they're a chef, right? So people are trying to create these spaces that they can have all their friends and family come over, and it's more comfortable.
I like it. I think that is true. I think that the Cooking Channel has kind of fed our excitement over food in a way that I don't think it was like that 10 years ago. You know, like, yeah. We got together and we had parties and we did that, all of the things around food. But now everyone's talking about the ingredients to what they have. Oh, have you tried my pesto, blah, 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 blah. Oh, have you tried this? I've put these things together in this unique combination. But that's not a conversation I remember hearing about a decade ago.
Never. I mean, I feel like the Food Network changed people's lives. So, like, HGTV made everybody feel like they can do it themselves, which is awesome. And then the Food Network made people feel like they could also cook themselves. So me, I'm a horrible cook. But I watch these shows, and then I'm like, I can do that. I'd love to entertain. So what I do is, you know, I live in an apartment, honestly, by the beach. So I create my small space so that I can entertain more people more often.
Okay.
Wow.
So thinking about small spaces, you know, are there a couple of things that you see people do in a small space that are, like, definite no's? Like, don't do that. Don't go there. That's a big mistake. You're running towards disaster to make your place not as comfortable.
I think people have too much clutter. It's so funny. My girlfriend, she's about to pull out her fall Halloween stuff and her Christmas stuff, and I get hives. I get hives thinking about that. Because Sachi, like, she knows. Like, she'll literally take pictures of all this stuff that she puts out in her house. And I think people do that in small spaces. They just have too much stuff. So I think that is one problem. I think the other problem is that people assume when they move maybe from a bigger space to a smaller space that they have to take all their stuff with them and they have to put everything in their space. And the truth is that you don't have to do that. You don't have to have the big sofa. Like, I have a girlfriend that just moved into a space and she has two sofas in her small space because her other house she had two sofas and now she thinks she has to just keep it. And it's like, don't keep it and make your home more conducive, even though it's smaller, to still entertaining, but you don't need all those gigantic pieces in your house. And I think that's the problem what people do. They just put too much crap in their space.
It sounds
sure.
like a little gym. Having we take our 5-year-old to the little gym and
yeah.
having all those mats and everything for them to climb over in that small space. Like having so much furniture in your living room is kind of
like a kiddie gym.
Yeah, it's like a yeah. gym for children to climb around.
Honestly, one of my favorite pieces of furniture when you move is a dumpster. Throw it away. You don't trust me. You don't need it.
Yeah, I'm a giveaway girl.
Or whatever. Give it away, throw it away.
I get in trouble with my husband because he literally just took a carload of stuff for me because I take things out of the house that we're giving away and I load it up into the back of
yeah,
my car.
Yeah, we're taking a trip this weekend and we couldn't go because it's a locker room in the back of her car. Because
I like go through the house and like, we don't need this. I'll just put it in my car. We don't need this.
I love that.
Put it in my car. Yeah.
You know what we do? We have two storage spaces. And we have them crammed to the top. And the thing is that my husband doesn't want to get rid of anything, surprisingly enough. So he basically keeps everything in the storage space. And then I don't mind because then what I do is 30 days later, I go to the storage space and I just start throwing away anything that we have in there. And it's funny because the longer we leave it in there, the less we realize we need it. So it's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about with the big house. But I'm going to do a totally ham-handed segue here. When you store stuff in a space, in a storage space, and then the other person goes to find it and it's gone, you feel like you've been ripped off. Like, who the hell's been in here? What? I've been saving those cleats since college. I won the tournament in those things.
Yeah, but you know what's funny about you guys? I have to say this. The joke with you guys is that if my husband wants to keep something, I'll purposely take it out of the house, and by the time he realizes it's gone, he doesn't really care about it anyway. So that's the thing that I always say, like, if you don't, like, so for instance, I have this story about a coffee table that I have, and it's a short story, but I found this, I dumpster dove this coffee table, and I, like, loved it, and I was obsessed with it, right? And I told my husband we need it in the house, and he says, absolutely not, I don't want it in the house, don't need it, and I said, yes, I have to have it. So I said, I tell you what, let's just give it 30 days. We'll put it in the house, and after 30 days, if you don't like it, we can take it out. So we agreed. Well, the thing is, after 30 days, he's not going to move it out of the house. So I got to keep it. So that's
another example of women manipulating
that's
men's
a really,
good heart.
No, it's not really manipulating.
Ripping me off.
After 30 days, sometimes you guys don't mind anyway. And then
let's stop caring.
You stop seeing it after the first
week. Is it on fire?
Yeah, is it in my way?
Does it need an ambulance?
Yeah.
No. All right, moving on.
Okay,
if it doesn't.
Well,
so
I want
to
talk about what Kelly Edwards is doing now, because there's some new shows coming up for you, and we want to know, where can we find you?
So I recently shot a show with Charlie Frattini. We were talking about that. It's for HLN, Headline News, which is a division of CNN. I think it's going to air in January. Fingers crossed. They were going to do September, but they decided to push it back a little bit. But anyway, it's called Homeowner Justice.
Oh, yes. Come on.
Yeah.
Yes. Six
yes.
guns and nail guns.
I feel like there's a uniform. Like you're kicking down doors.
Well, it's pretty awesome because the premise of the show basically is these homeowners trust contractors, right? So these homeowners basically find these contractors, give them, you know, $75,000, $100,000 to fix up their place, and the contractor comes in, and one, he doesn't know what he's doing, one, he's not licensed bonded, or he actually comes in, tears the place apart, and then leaves the homeowner and takes their money. And so the premise of the show is that I actually stay back and fix the house, whereas Charlie goes and chases the contractor down and exposes him to America. So, or actually the world. So this show has been going on for, oh gosh, like 10 seasons in the UK. So now they decided to bring it here. So Charlie's out, like, literally chasing these guys down in his pickup truck, going, like, I mean, the stuff he does is insane. He scales walls. He jumps out of his car. It's crazy. And then I stay back and kind of fix the homeowner's place for him and give them a space that they can, you know, live in. And, there's really touching stories. I mean, we have, I think our first episode might be a woman who has MS, and the contractor basically left it in shambles. So we came in to kind of fix it up for them. And so it's pretty exciting.
Holy, oh my goodness.
Man.
When you have the date for when the first episode airs, please let us know so that we can tweet it out and share it with everybody, because I want to watch
and
that.
And you can follow Kelly at Kelly Edwards INC on Twitter.
Are we at the end of this?
We are. We've got about 30 seconds left to
blab
and do KellyEdwardsInc.com and Facebook Kelly Edwards Inc. You got to follow her. Homeowner Justice.
Woo!
Coming down like thunder.
Bring in the thunder.
That's it for today's My Fix It Up Life interview with Kelly Edwards. Don't forget, you can watch this on YouTube on your own time. See ya.
Much better. Looking for a place to go. Somewhere I could just